Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Game two of this big series with the Midland Rockhounds here at Hodgetown. I'm joined by hitting coordinator of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Mr. Brad Marcellino, here, kind enough to give us some time at Hodgetown. Brad, good to see you. Before we talk about this current team, I got to ask you about Manny Pena on the way to AAA, leading the world in home runs. What an unbelievable victory and player development it is for you guys to have him get off to the start that he did this year.
Yeah, he kind of forced himself there in a sense where, you know, part of his player plan and player development was his kind of zone recognition, zone control. And then you see him hit homer after homer, and that was one thing, but it was really kind of what put it, I feel like, over the edge was in June, you really saw his OPS went up. I don't know how it went up because he obviously was lighting the world on fire, but also his chase rate went down. So you get the combination of those two things where he's still productive at the plate. He's more disciplined. He's taking pitchers, so that's obviously a pretty good thing when he can combine those two.
Been a great month of June for Drew. I know you guys have been tinkering with some things behind the scenes with him, but it seems like the results are flipping around. He's been on base in 19 out of 20 games.
Yeah, he's kind of turned the corner, so which is good. I think his last 75 plate appearances, it's right around 330, which is good. OPS has been up, but more so just kind of the work and the progress that he's been making in the cage and the moves that we want him to make and the plan and the approach has been a lot more consistent. So it's good to see it.
You saw Demetrio Crisantes hit his first AA home run last night, but you know, everyone says this is the biggest adjustment level. This is the quote-unquote weed-out level, and it really hasn't seemed like too much of a challenge for him.
Yeah, he's always a pure hitter, man. Like, I feel like he, when his mental game, when his plan is right, when all those things are checked off, he just has some of the best bat to ball. So, you know, you could really see him continue to put that together. There's always going to be adjustment just from a stuff standpoint and the speed of the game. But I think Demetrio, like, he can just do it with the best of him, so.
Another great month for Gavin Conocello, and he's been a little bit up and down, but it's really up right now. And it's power to all fields. He's hitting for average to all fields. What have you seen from him as far as midseason adjustments have gone?
Yeah, same thing. Kind of a lot more better zone discipline. I think Gavin can do a lot of things in the box. We want him to master a couple things, right, and be really good at that. And, you know, everyone feels off and on mechanically. You never feel your best every day. I think where we want him to continue to improve, and which he's doing and showing, is being able to take a single the other way, like he did last night, hitting the ball at the middle, and then allowing the, you know, his power to show up naturally in game. So I think that's kind of the main thing, is his consistency.
And the two guys that have been here from opening day, Luis and Tureen, paired together on that side of the infield. The thing that I heard about Hansel coming into the season was that he's basically the same hitter from both sides of the plate. He's got more power this year from the left side so far, but that's just such an asset for him to have, because it really, outside of the homers, has been basically the same hitter from both sides.
Yeah, it's funny because he's almost very much, you know, you look at Cattell, obviously, in the big leagues. Hansel's right-handed swing is more low maintenance. But when you kind of look at both sides, he's got a chance to be, I mean, really good. He's still young, right? He's still developing. He's still trying to clean up some of his approach and his plan. But he's one of those guys, it's like he can hit a lot of different pitches. Now we're just trying to kind of refine it a little bit more.
This team right now is in a first-half playoff chase. Obviously need a little bit of help, but just need basically to win every single game this week. How much emphasis do the Diamondbacks put on, now that we can win, right, let's get to the playoffs? Yeah. And how much of the development process, at least on the offensive side, is about thinking about the team offense as much as the individual?
Yeah, it's huge. It's winning baseball. I mean, that's our whole group identity and process, is this 9-on-1 mentality. So, yeah, it's all about kind of like moving the line, getting the next guy up. We talk about a dog mentality, which is kind of our identity and how we go about it. So it's definitely team offense, but we also recognize that nine of those players have individual identities as well, so we want them to be the best version of themselves. But definitely winning baseball, winning at bats, that's one of our pillars as well. It's, we always say, you know, winning hitters is what defines us. That works backwards from the big leagues, right? Like in what we preach there as far as with the type of bats.
What does your day look like on a day like today? Obviously, it's 100 degrees outside. Batting practice is inside. What is the 9 to 5 or however you want to phrase it look like when you show up here?
Yeah, it's a lot of giving Ty here, you know, support here, obviously, for what he's seeing, because our hitting coaches are the ones with the boots on the ground. So staying in constant contact with what the pulse is on the daily basis of the hitters, because it's different, right? Like each day, you do individual stuff. So we had some early work this morning with Tareen and Drew, and like you just continue to meet with players, find out how they're doing, get updates. Really, like, that's it. It's just supporting our hitting guys and each of the affiliates and here at Ty as best as I can. So that's kind of the main thing, and getting them what they need.
Brad, thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.